Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's unveil the Dirty Poll. Ooh. Post Week 4 edition, heading into Week 5. Pivotal matchups this weekend.
Some big ones.
Some massive ones.
It's a discovery Saturday, if you will.
I love that term.
Let's find out who's for real and who's not.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and get out in front of your tees because one of the teams you're talking about shows up at number 12 in the Dirty Poll. We didn't even talk about this before the show, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Look. This happened to Illinois one time last year. Illinois,
no, this isn't who I'm talking about.
Oh, you're not talking about Indiana.
No, but I'm glad you're bringing them up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they deserve
who else
it
am I shaking in my boots over? Find out.
Wait.
You going to give me USC, really? Meringue, sit down, all right? Huskies in that defense? You think I'm scared of that at the end of the season? Get out of here. There's nobody else on the schedule.
Do you know
I
was just talking to you? There's multiple people on the show.
Indiana comes in at number 12. Dominant win. That atmosphere on Saturday night was awesome to see. That's been a doormat football program for a long time. For them to come out and do that to a ranked opponent was very impressive. Now, this week they go on the road to Iowa. It's a fun little test for them to like, hey, go do it again. Go do it on the road. You know Iowa's going to put them at a meat grinder. So curious to see how that game plays out. It's a 3:30 game or a 12:30 game, I think. It's a Peacock one. But Indiana with Mendoza, who got off to a bit of a sluggish start in their first game of the year, been rolling since. He's got 14 touchdowns. He might be the front runner in the Heisman race. After that big win, Indiana looked good. They come in at number 12.
I just want to say for the record, because we do need to get to all of them.
Yeah.
If it was reversed score-wise, people would be going scorched earth on Indiana.
Oh,
and
on Kurt
Cignetti,
without a doubt they would, yeah.
They were trying not to score.
Yeah.
And they literally, like, could not be stopped running the football at the end is why they got to, what, 63?
63-10, I think was the final.
That was really impressive. They get hammered a lot for their non-conference, even though other programs have been doing this for decades. If it was reversed, we'd be hammering Indiana, and yep. It's like, well, oh, Indiana's good, and not a word about Illinois doing that.
No, and Illinois had that same game. I remember last year they came to Autzen, and they just got their teeth kicked in, and they were ranked, I want to say, 15th in the country. They were a top 20-ranked team. Everybody's like, ooh, Illinois, is going to be a game in Eugene, and Oregon just smoked them, and they went on to have a fine year. That, to me, was almost more about how bad Illinois was than Indiana just blowing them out of the building. Illinois is supposed to play a big – I mean, they got a big game this weekend against USC, and that all of a sudden lost a little bit of its air. Georgia Tech at number 11, they played a nobody. They stick there. They beat Temple this weekend. Kind of a hangover game for them. Weren't great defensively, but they got a win. Not going to punish them for it. Still like what they're doing. Still love Haynes King. Number 10 is a team who makes their debut in the Dirty Poll for the first time this year because there's now a game under their belt that makes you go, okay – one of the ones we did not talk about at all yesterday. They beat your team 2 weeks ago, and this past weekend, they went on the road and just smoked Utah. It was a low-scoring defensive game for the vast majority of it. Their starting quarterback goes down. Hammond, the backup, comes in. Dude, he was outstanding.
Hammond.
He was throwing absolute darts down the field. Texas Tech bottled up Utah's offense. Dan Pierre, it sounded like, was a little banged up going into the game, but Utah didn't talk about it. He looked lost, so much for that Heisman candidacy. I was really high on him coming into the year. I still think Utah can have a good season. But to have that level of, or that bad of an offensive performance, I guess I should say, at home was a bad look for the Utes and their offense. Texas Tech's rolling right now. I think they're going to run away with the Big 12. I don't know if there's anybody talent-wise that can hang with them. And then we get into the top nine where it's basically the same, just shuffled around a little bit. Florida State at number 9. They played nobody again this past weekend. Their schedule will start to kick up a little bit here.
Miami next week.
They got Miami in a week. Penn State at number 8. They're off of a bye. They obviously play Oregon this week. Texas A&M's got a big one hosting Auburn. That's kind of an under-the-radar game this weekend. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M, I think they beat a nobody this past weekend, but I might be wrong
on that. They had a bye. They had a bye.
Bye, thank you. Oregon at number 6. Ohio State at number 5. Obviously going on the road to UW this weekend. A little bit of a shakeup, though, in the top top four. Georgia's at number four with the road win against Tennessee under their belt. LSU at number three. Top two teams this week in the Dirty Pole, man. Oklahoma now has multiple quality wins, and you can give me the they should have been called for penalties, and that play should have been illegal that they scored their first touchdown on. None of that is wrong, but the final scoreboard is the final scoreboard. They won, and John Mateer has been exactly what they needed John Mateer to be. Continue to love watching him play, and the number one team in the country is Miami, man. Defensively, they might be an absolute problem this year. And you can make an argument, Baines, their defensive lineman is maybe the best player in all of college football in the first month of the season. They're getting just enough out of Carson Beck. Wasn't thrilled with the way their offense played, but I also think part of that for them this weekend was Florida's a really good defensive team.
I think
team.
Florida is they're elite just, defensively, and I think we need to start addressing offense. That. Yes, Lagway has been a disaster. That defense is elite.
Yep.
And Beck didn't play well. He had a stupid interception.
They kind of let Florida hang around a little bit when they should have pulled away because Florida, I don't think Florida had a first down the entire first half.
Even when they were down the one score with the ball back, you didn't feel great about it. That game kind of went how I thought it might, but it was a little uglier than I imagined. That Florida defense is elite.
Yep.
Their offense is just horrific with no quarterback. And we know Napier's a lame duck coach. That Miami defense is great. They're also PFF's number one ranked team in college football. So
they
there
have
you
to
go.
Be, dude. They got they two huge quality wins under their belt. They got a bye, and then as you pointed out, they go on the road to Florida State in 2 weeks. That'll be a big one.
There we go. There's the Dirty Poll. We do it every Tuesday at the 7 a.m. hour. You will tweet out the graphic, I'm assuming. You got the graphic?
I don't have a graphic yet, but the graphic, when it's done, will be tweeted out as soon as it's done.
Well, Jake's out. He's just out here. He's supposed to be on Tuesdays, isn't he?
Oh, he's not here. He's not.
Aren't our days Tuesday, Thursdays?
He's not here. Jake's not here yet.
Monday, Thursday.
When Jake gets in, the graphic.
Why don't we have a graphic?
The graphic will get tweeted. I forgot to send it to him yesterday. So this one's on me. That one's on me.
It's a Dirty Pull Tuesday.
It is a Dirty Pull Tuesday. I gave you my Dirty Pull.
The ghost of Suzanne Summers disappointed in
very
you.
Very upset.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.